Well, you know what? Before we get started with our story, I think we need to worship. So let's stand up and sing.
Woo!
Anything, he
Let's reach up high. Let's get our pay attention glasses, our pay attention eyes. Oh, those are great, Miss Michelle.
Yeah.
Those are awesome. Let's put our listening ears on.
Oh, click.
Let's get our lips ready. So let's zip, lock, and button.
Awesome.
All right, let's pray and ask God to be with us today. Dear God, thank you for being so awesome. Thanks for this great part of the Big God story we get to hear today. God, help us use it and put it into practice. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, last week we talked about when Peter was in prison. Today we're going to learn another incredible thing about God through two other followers of Jesus who were both arrested as well.
I know.
God is good to his followers and he saves.
One day, Paul and Silas were teaching people about Jesus. They were in a city called Philippi, and some people heard about the miracles they were doing, and believe it or not, they got very angry. So the men came and grabbed Paul and Silas, and they got them in trouble with the rulers. They said, "These men are making trouble in our city. They're breaking Roman laws, and they must be punished."
Uh-oh. Well, when the judges heard this, you know what happened? They ordered the guards to throw Paul and Silas into prison. Friends, did Paul and Silas do anything wrong? No, they didn't. But still, the men wanted to put them in prison. The guards did what they were told. They beat Paul and Silas, and they threw them into prison. A jailer was told to guard them very, very carefully. The jailer took chains, put them around their feet, and locked them very, very tight.
So, later that night, around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying, and they were singing hymns to God.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Hey, friends, why do you think they could be so happy if they were in prison? It's because they knew something the guards didn't know. They knew that God saves.
That's right. Well, suddenly, right in the middle of their singing, there was a big earthquake. Oh my goodness. So the prison was shaking and it shook the entire prison and everybody in it. All the doors flew open and all the chains binding the prisoners came undone. When the jailer saw all the doors open, he got on his knees and started to cry. He thought all the prisoners had escaped. He was afraid, Pastor Chris, that he would get in big trouble with the Roman guards. When they came back and saw all the prisoners were gone, But
the jailer knew that there was something different about Paul and Silas.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yep.
What do you think was different about these two men, friends? Paul and Silas loved Jesus. That's right. People could see how they behaved, how they treated others. And when they saw how these men were living, they knew that they'd loved and followed Jesus.
The jailer heard them singing praises to God. The jailer saw God send an earthquake. And the jailer felt God's love and compassion when Paul and Silas stayed in their cells. And now the jailer had a question. What must I do to be saved? Well, what do you think it means to be saved? To be saved means the jailer was choosing to know Jesus, to be forgiven of his sins, and live with God in heaven forever.
The Bible tells us that Paul and Silas answered the jailer. They said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and all the others in his house. The jailer took Paul and Silas to his home, washed and bandaged their wounds, and fed them dinner. Then, as he and his whole family heard more about Jesus, they believed in Jesus and they were baptized. God saved the jailer and his whole family.
I love that so much. And then the next day, the guards came back for Paul and Silas. They said the judge was setting them free. That's awesome.
Nice.
So Paul and Silas went back to where more people who loved and followed Jesus were meeting. They told the people how God used them to show the jailers God's love and mercy, and that it is God and God only who saves.
So, how did God show the jailer who he is? Because Paul and Silas had spent time in the prison, and the jailer was able to see how Paul and Silas acted. It was what they did.
Right.
First, the jailer watched how Paul and Silas worshiped God, even though they were beaten and put in chains.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the earth shook, Paul showed and Silas showed the jailer God's love because they didn't run away and escape.
Right.
They protected the jailer from getting in trouble with the guards.
That was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Because of these things, the jailer listened to the good news about Jesus and chose to follow him.
Mm.
God saved Paul and Silas, but he also saved the jailer. God saved him from being killed for losing his prisoners. And God saved him from his sins, too. Friends, there are many ways God shows us who he is. He can show us through others, through his word, the Bible, through his Holy Spirit, and through his creation. We can follow the example of other people who love God and trust in him. Then, when we know who God is, we can trust him to save us. God saves.
Mm, that's good. Hey, as we get ready to respond to God, we can remember that God set Paul and Silas free. God saves.
Mm-hmm.
And he also gives hope to those who have no hope, like the jailer.
Yep.
When we know God, all we should want to do is worship him. And we worship him because he loves us so much.
That's right.
Paul and Silas knew who God is and worshiped him by singing hymns. The jailer came to know God because he could see how Paul and Silas were living and worshiping God. He chose to believe in Jesus and worship him too. The jailer, Paul, and Silas all modeled worshipful responses to God. Let's follow their example by kneeling before God in worship.
God, let's pray together, okay, as we're before God. Father God, would you please show us more of who you are today? Please let us see Jesus in others, and may let others see Jesus in us. That'd be awesome. We love you and trust you, and we trust you as our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
So, if you want to remain kneeling or if you want to stand back up, let's sing a song of worship together and praise God.
Listening to you.
was awesome. Great respond time. Now it's time for our blessing. So let's hold your hands up while we pray a prayer of blessing over you. Children, may you know our God is mighty to save. May you love and trust our God who saves you. Have a great week.
Bye.